Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ghislaine Maxwell is serving her 20-year sentence in a low-security Tallahassee, Florida prison after she was convicted on 4 counts of enticement of minors and 1 count of sex trafficking of a minor. Maxwell also faces another criminal trial for 2 charges of lying under oath about Epstein's abuse of underage girls.
Will she finally turn on her former lover? Let's ask Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer, Arthur Idella. Thanks for being with us, Arthur. So, I mean, you just told me you talk to Ghislaine almost every week. You know, is she going to start talking?
No. Well, I don't think she has anything to talk about, except maybe that if you look at this crime, this overall crime, it's all about men abusing women for a long period of time, a lot of men. That's what we're waiting for this list. And there's only one person in jail, a woman. It's not one guy behind bars for all of these crimes, this sex trafficking.
She brought him the women, the girl. Girls, right?
First of all, she is absolutely unequivocally denying all of that. She always has.
In prison, Maxwell has been dubbed Prison Karen after filing hundreds of complaints regarding everything from the quality of the food to the lack of black hair dye. As a result of Ghislaine's convictions, U.S. District Judge Loretta Preska unsealed hundreds of documents containing the identities of a cavalcade of anonymous power players that had been named in Virginia Giuffre's lawsuit against Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell. At the last minute, 2 of those does had delayed the release of the names of Epstein's co-conspirators in the international sex slavery ring. Those does, Doe 107 and Doe 110, were successful in delaying their names from being revealed until January 22nd, as they are under court review. However, the names that emerged from the first batch of documents regarding Epstein's sick world that testimony reveals as having been involved in questionable acts are as follows, and obviously I'm not accusing anyone of wrongdoing, I am merely stating what the court records revealed. Alleged abusers included Prince Andrew, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, French modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel.
A former modeling agent linked to Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his prison cell this morning. The office says that it appeared Jean-Luc Brunel, quote, died by suicide because he was discovered dead from hanging himself with his sheets.
Billionaire hedge fund manager Glenn Dubin, U.S. businessman Tom Pritzker, and there are still political leaders that are unnamed as the victim couldn't remember their names. The testimony of one of Epstein's victims, Johanna Soberg, revealed that Bill Clinton, quote, likes them young. While magician David Copperfield asked if girls were getting paid to find other girls, Stephen Hawking is involved in a bizarre email from Epstein to Maxwell offering to reward one of his victim's friends if they could prove her allegations false, including a, quote, Clinton dinner, and that Professor Stephen Hawking participated in an underage orgy. Alan Dershowitz, who has spent the past few years vehemently defending his name, claims that he was misidentified after accusations claimed he participated and was an eyewitness to the abuse. The main takeaway, Donald Trump's name is not implicated. And now the media must sulk away and dredge up other propaganda. Other names included for further scrutiny are Stephen Kaufman, Ron Eppinger, Marvin Minsky, and Adriana Ross. And of course, we have only just begun to dig into this, and more documents are still going to be released. On the heels of this announcement, more big names are to be revealed in a massive Chinese, Russian, and South Korean government-connected high-end honeypot brothel network in eastern Virginia and Boston, used by elected officials, military officers, and government contractors. Let the resignations begin. John Bound reporting.
We interrupt our program to bring you...
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's the kickoff, 11:06 Central Time, from deep in the heart of Texas. Broadcasting worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones. It is Friday, January 5th, 2024, and we have a massive transmission lined up for you. We have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes to talk about Epstein, the campaign, the prosecution of Trump, January 6th anniversary tomorrow, former Congressman Steve King that was really the brain trust of Trump wanting to build the wall and so many of Trump's policies. He's joining us. Roger Stone is going to cover the political waterfront, the latest Epstein developments as well. And then we cap it all off with the amazing Jay Dyer in the fourth hour. Jason Burmes is going to be popping in with the latest developments from beyond the Epstein client list. This was not a nothing burger. This is a lot bigger than I thought it would be. And look what's happened. This headline is all over the place. This is the New York Post. You would have thought Alex Jones wrote it. Of course, if you listen to this show, you knew this decades ago. But Jeffrey Epstein trafficked teens to promote U.S. politician world leaders to blackmail them. Jeffrey Epstein trafficked teens to prominent U.S. politicians world leaders to blackmail them. That is a big enchilada. Now, of course, that's ancient news to you, but it's now out there. It wasn't just some underage girls, and he was doing this on the side. No, it was a giant intelligence agency blackmail operation. And now it's come out in the court documents, emails from Vanity Fair with Bill Clinton, when it was first starting to break, busting into their offices and threatening them not to publish the information. So those stacks are massive and are extremely important. We're going to be going through all of it, but it's the anniversary of what happened 3 years ago when the feds partially successfully set up the Trump Make America Great Again populist America First movement as supposedly dangerous terrorist insurrectionists. But the narrative has completely had the wheels come off of it in the last year, and now the majority of conservatives and a large slice of liberals know that it was mainly an inside provocateur job. We'll be looking at that today. And then tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, we're going to have a multi-hour. We're going to go as long as they want to go. Debate on January 6th. You can find out about all of that at Zero Hedge and InfoWars.com. This is going to be a big event again coming up tomorrow evening. Save the date. Media heavyweights clash in live, no holds barred, January 6th debate tomorrow. You'll be able to find that at Infowars.com/show/ZeroHedge.com. It'll all be streamed out at Real Alex Jones and the Zero Hedge account as well on the X platform, Elon Musk platform. And I'm told we're going to have some surprise guests. So if you want to see who's already on the roster, who's publicly announced to be here, Glenn Greenwald, many others, myself, you can see the list at Infowars.com or ZeroHedge.com. And that will be tomorrow evening. I'm also going to do another Big Spaces tonight or this afternoon, and I'm told there's going to be some other big guests there as well. So the last one I did was with Elon Musk. So who knows? He'll be on that today at 3 o'clock Central. So there's a lot going on here in the ATX, Austin, Texas, as we broadcast worldwide. All right. Let me do this. I want to just state something here for the record. The federal government at the top has been hijacked and is prosecuting war against the very existence of the United States and is persecuting anybody that is a common sense, loyal American and not a criminal. And you cannot state that enough. And the public is starting to realize how much trouble we're in, but unless there is a full revelation that this is a hijacked, stolen election that's now trying to cement its dictatorship of this corporate governmental bureaucracy, we're not going to be able to stop the globalist. But if we just realize it's a consortium of banks international, focused through BlackRock, their spokesperson is Klaus Schwab, their medical officer is Bill Gates, their global government instrument is the UN and NATO, and that everything, the wokeism, the transgenderism, the anti-family propaganda, the fentanyl, the human trafficking, the dissolved borders, the countless new wars, the inflation, the national debt up at $37 trillion, all of this is America being positioned to be collapsed into a giant world government, not where we lift up the third world, but where we collapse the first world in. And this is being prosecuted. And the conductor of the symphony is Larry Fink. And then he's got his main instruments out there who play their tunes, but he creates, and his controllers and the consortiums create the ESG global government policy. And so everything you see in the unified corporations, almost every Fortune 500 company, I'd say 99% of them, there might be five or six they don't control. Musk is one of them. Is literally prosecuting a war against you. But I don't intend to be a victim of this. I intend to identify what's happening. And so we understand that all the terrible things unfolding, they are the progenitors, they are the pushers, they are the amplifiers, they are the people creating most of the crises and then bragging that other crises that come along, they exacerbate those to keep us under what I call a global government crisis management system, where they go out and start the fight, start the wars, accelerate the problems so they can offer the solution, them having more power and control over our lives. The Hegelian dialectic of create problem, create the solution that then gives you more power and takes humanity in the direction you want to go. We have a lot of poison COVID-19 shot news as well that is just devastating. Top French researchers identify improbably high rate of deaths in newborns who receive the new RSV shot. This is just so horrible what they're doing. They're not just hurting us and killing us through the COVID injections, but through so many other ones. And they're normalizing the life expectancy going straight down in every country taking these injections. And the new third world population, of course, is purposely exempt from them even asking them to take it. No pressure, No demands, no firings, nothing but big fat paychecks to sit on their ass and vote Democrat or vote Labor or vote globalist in the countries they're in. And it's just insane. There's a bunch of developments on that front. Biden sues Texas over state law to stop illegal alien invasion. And, of course, people are pissed. The Mexican military is helping bring the illegals in. Okay, yeah, I'm pissed at them. But I'm way more pissed at our government because our military is facilitating it. So you can't shake your finger at the Mexicans and say, how dare them, when the UN set the bases up in Central America and are orchestrating and quarterbacking and running all of this. And again, it's a war on sovereignty, a war on citizens, and a system to put us into most debt as possible and have us as confused with racial division and fighting with each other. So we never know it's King Charles and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Tedros and these criminals. And the whole Epstein thing is the tip of the iceberg. That's just a window into their larger, sick world. The UN, thousands of articles and reports, giants, child kidnapping, rape gangs, snuff films, NATO, Interpol. I mean, it's just a crew of murdering, child molesting, narcotics trafficking, warmongering devil worshippers. Just admit who's in charge. Satan.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
P.M. tomorrow night, Central, the January 6th debate, surprise guest, and more. Infowars.com/show, and of course, ZeroHedge.com. We'll be streaming it out on Real Alex Jones and on the Zero Hedge X account as well. This is a must-watch Friday show. Roger Stone, Robert Barnes, former Congressman Steve King, Andrew Mayer, and more will cover all the latest incredible news of our time, and we're doing it right now together. Let's go ahead and get into the Jeffrey Epstein situation because, again, I don't like to cover this and just focus on Epstein. Mossad, MI6, CIA, Interpol, the UN have giant histories. And not just sex trafficking children for blackmail, but getting foster children, kidnapping children, one project alone under MKUltra. Midnight Climax, a whole bunch of them. They, MK Naomi, they kidnapped and grabbed over 10,000 children in facilities on the East Coast and on the Eastern area of Toronto and other areas of Canada. And there's even History and Discovery Channel documentaries I saw 25, 30 years ago where they were showing all this and that they would do electroshock and hook them up with headphones, brainwashing them for sometimes up to a year, and they would erase their memories and create a new personality of 5, 6, 7-year-old children and break them artificially into multiple personalities. And then, of course, Germany and West Germany, tens of thousands of children, tens of thousands of pedophiles placing foster children taken from Christian homes in many cases for no reason, and given to pedophiles to form a sexual relationship with them, calling it a new family. And that's what the left's doing with the sexualization of children in the schools, trying to tell them they're transgender and keeping secret files on them and not letting the parents know. If you can do that, you can take a child's life over and their identity and ruin them. This is all funded by BlackRock and the banks and the Tavistock Institute. And it's not just the billions they're now making off the surgeries around the world, hundreds of millions a year here, and them bragging about it. That's the payoff to the medical system to go along with it. It's a diabolical master plan to destroy the human order of team humanity. That's why we have the shirt, inspired by my discussion with Elon Musk, where he was like, what do we call it? And I said, I call it Team Humanity. He goes, yeah, I like that. Let's adopt that. Team Humanity, folks, that's a big deal. We need to make that a big deal. Not Team Dallas Cowboys or Team Washington Redskins or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Chicago Bulls or any of this crap. That is a diversion that men spend their lives in simulated war obsessing over because we have those genes, those genetics to know who the opposition is and what their strengths are and how they operate and what they do. That's all simulated gladiatorial warfare. That's what the gladiators were about. Canned war. And a diversion for the population and the horse races and all of it. And they've known this for thousands of years. We need to be team humanity. Supporting human rights, supporting human freedom, standing up for each other, not being atomized and isolated and made all alone and being selfish sociopaths. They're trying to sell sociopathic behavior as virtuous. And then manipulating the rest of us that do have empathy to give up our rights and freedoms in the name of the common good, but none of it's really for that. So we have to be informed, and then we have to be altruistic and have to have empathy and not let our empathy be manipulated by the globalists. Because I've said the devil's chariot is pulled by a lot of well-meaning people that are distracted and brainwashed and think that they're doing it and carrying out these policies for greater good when all they're really doing is bringing in a control system in the name of a social safety net, but the real social safety net's being removed. They don't care about the close to 500,000 children that have been brought in, according to the Justice Department and ICE and Homeland Security and all of their own admissions in Congress in the last few months. I've played the hearings here where they admit close to 500,000 they know of they've brought in with no documentation, no DNA testing, no nothing, and upwards of 90,000, so 87,000 they know of have disappeared and they don't know where they are for more than a year. No connection, no names, no IDs, babies, little children, just handed over. Do you feel safe with a government quarterbacking that? Are those good people? So I told you over a decade ago, specifically on Epstein, that he was a high-level intelligence operative, and it's now come out in court documents. He was working with MI6 and the Maxwells and the Mossad and the CIA. And I showed you stacks of headlines, mainstream news, CIA putting pedophiles in charge in Afghanistan and supplying them children and drugs to control them. Because the pedophiles will do anything for little children and they'll stay loyal to whoever brings them children. Like Renfield in Bram Stoker's Dracula, bringing children to Dracula. That's a metaphor for how corrupt the establishment and the ruling class was by the Irishman, Bram Stoker. He was telling you metaphors of real stuff going on. Everybody's talking about the king's brother, the prince, and how much trouble he's in as being one of the main guys, reportedly now with witnesses and documents, in orgies with 12, 13-year-old girls. And they're talking about him being punished now. Prince Charles was in deep, quote, best friends for 30-plus years with Jimmy Savile. Type in Prince Charles Jimmy Savile. If you put in King Charles, there's not a lot of new articles about it because he was Prince then. The Prince of Wales. And he had the highest level security badge where he could go into any palace with that badge into the quarters of the royalty. Reportedly, there were only a few people that had that. Okay? And this guy had sex dungeons, torturing and killing children. He had deals with hospitals where as soon as a little kid died, they would run into the hospital and have sex with the corpse while it was still warm. They would reportedly supply children to one particular prime minister where he liked to kill little girls. They'd lay out plastic in front of his desk for lunch, and they would just walk in a little girl, slit her throat right in front of him, and then I'm not going to get into the rest of the things he did. But Jimmy Savile reportedly brought children in. I mean, look it up. Another thing they like to do is take a kid out to a field and run over him with a car. They release a five-year-old after they've been done raping him, but the five-year-old fought back and said they were going to speak. And then they would just run over him with cars, 5, 10, 15-year-olds. Just run them over with cars, chase them down to the field like a fox hunt. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And these people mean business. And I have a clip I'm about to play. We're going to go to break. Of just Jason Burmes on the show yesterday showing the WikiLeaks email with them saying we're supplying the 7-year-olds to the hot tub for your entertainment. They'll be Ubered in. Yeah. It's like ordering a pizza to them. That's what they think of us. It's all about how psychotic they are. We'll be right back.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I don't like to make claims about the Podestas and the Democratic Party having 7, 9, and 11-year-old children delivered for their entertainment to the heated pool and hot tub at a farmhouse in the middle of upstate New York. And there's tons of other emails like that. I don't like to mention it and not show it to you. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to pop in with a special guest on some very successful things we're doing to expose these people, and the planets have literally aligned when it comes to this. But here's a few minutes from Burmish yesterday. This is posted on my X account. It needs to go super viral, not just have 1 million views. It needs 50 million views. If you want to bring these criminals to justice. This is what they were diverting to the pizza place in D.C. about and saying it was happening there, because it wasn't happening there. It was happening all over the country, normally in rural farmhouses on large pieces of property. Here's the clip.
With enormous gratitude to Advance Man Extraordinaire Haber,
I am popping up again to share our excitement about the reprise of our gang's visit to the farm in Lovettsville. And I'd share a couple of more notes. We plan to heat the pool so a swim is a possibility. Bonnie will be Uber servicing to transport Ruby, Emerson, and Maeve Lozado, 11, 9, and almost 7, so you'll have some further entertainment, and they will be in that pool for sure. I'll just stop it right there. First of all, who Ubers small children to farms unattended? And why in the world would you put down their ages? What kind of entertainment would our gang be providing to, again, elderly men like John Podesta and his friends in a heated pool, which they will be in for sure? I don't really think I have to speculate much. You know, when Alex yesterday was talking about things like $60,000 for hot dogs, let's put that into perspective. You were actually going to spend 60 grand in hot dogs. I buy a premium hot dog. I'm a Nathan's or a Hebrew National guy. I like a good Snap Dog, a Frankfurter. When you buy them in bulk of, say, 12 to 18, they're less than a dollar. Are they having an event at the Satyama Super Arena for 60,000 people? Are they watching the Dallas Cowboys play? It's absurd to think that those were not code words for other things. And WikiLeaks, which I want to remind people, has a record of 100% accuracy. Really, there's no other outlet that has done so. Even other leaking organizations have published falsified documents in the past. WikiLeaks never did. And what did they do? They put out that FBI document with telltale signs of pedophilia networks. And then when they released those DNC emails, they said, look for signs of human trafficking in them. The world is a very dark place. And like I said, this is a network. We haven't really expanded on the network, right? The names are still coming out. But when you look at MIT, and you look at Stephen Hawking, for instance, that's been discussed. Yet another one of the big headlines the media is going with is this underage orgy that somehow Stephen Hawking took part in. Now, the guy was in a wheelchair at that point. Although, if you look at his history, he certainly had different types of women around him. And who knows what he was capable of. I'll leave it at that. What's really interesting is they don't want you to get into the victim testimony. And really, some of the individuals that, again, have been on the record, but more is being unredacted, like Rodriguez. I believe it's Eduardo Rodriguez. This was a guy who was a bodyguard security. He was actually facilitating a lot of the payments, and his testimony is going to be key. People really need to get into that. But going back to Epstein himself and these networks, let's just take a look at not only this article here, because Elton John, his AIDS Foundation, Harvard University, you know, that is a hub for intelligentsia. And MIT, you've got to remember, even today, Boston Dynamics, Alex, this is DARPA stuff. Okay, so this is at the highest levels of the Pentagon as well. And if we've learned anything from these not so benevolent charity systems, it's a way to launder money. It's a way to have your influence felt. It's a way to be tax-free.
All right. We all know that the fight for truth doesn't just happen in the news. It happens in movies, video games, music, culture. And the globalists have dominated that for a long time. But more and more, it's anti-globalist, pro-human information that is becoming the most dominant. And that just happened again. We got more on Epstein coming up. Robert Barnes next hour. Roger Stone, so much more. Jason Burmis popping back in. Jay Dyer. But Alex Jones' video game, New World Order Wars, hit Steam at number one despite establishment pushback. Alex Jones' New World Order Wars tops the trend with 97% positive reviews. And if we can go to that page where people can get the game, you can look right there. And it's now 96% with massive, massive reviews. I just scroll down to the bottom and you can see the review right there on the New World Order Wars page. So that is extremely, extremely exciting. 97% reviews. But if you go to the page where it's for sale, put that back up, please. And you can just scroll down to the bottom. I can show you on my phone. I'll do it that way. And I want people to see it. 96 reviews. Yeah, go up a little bit. It's above that. And you can see it right there on the site. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to air a little ad with just a few snippets of the reviews in it. And then we're going to bring on the guy who's behind getting this done. But you talk about the planets aligning, ladies and gentlemen. This is so exciting because this game came out, you know, almost a year later than we wanted to. We ended up updating it, so it's right up the minute. It's got a voiceover throughout it, depending on how you play. I say different things. I mean, it's really gotten great reviews. People love it. And it educates people. And it funds the InfoWar. But imagine, we had no idea that Steam would take a few months to approve it, and then that the date that they picked to release it would be January 3rd, and that's the date the Epstein document dump happened. I mean, that's God's hand right there, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, because they said weeks before it'll be released on January 3rd. And then it was released on January 3rd, right when it came out, and it shot to number one on Twitter everywhere. So that's very, very exciting. Here's a short little piece.
I think we can all agree that this new video game from Alex Jones looks fantastic.
God, this is so well made.
This is absolutely genius. I went online and bought it and played it, and it's fun as hell.
That's crazy. You can purchase the game right here on alexjonesgame.com.
alexjonesgame.com.
Just in time for Christmas, it's the Alex Jones video game. I can't believe how hilarious and fun this looks.
Not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
I'm definitely going to play it. I'm going to buy it.
Check the game out. It's epic. It's a conversation starter. It's definitely funny as hell.
Defeat big tech cucks.
No way.
Oh, I destroyed him. I beat him.
I thought you did computers, Liptard.
Is it too late for an entry into Jeff Keighley's Game Awards?
I'm buying the game.
Game of the year? Clearly. I mean, clearly.
So if you go to alexjonesgame.com, you can buy it and play it there. But where you need to get it, and it's discounted, is at Steam. And this is going to end up being a major hit. This is very hard to do. And I'm telling you, the praise goes, the listeners pushing it to number one. God obviously inspiring this, there's no doubt. But Andrew Mayer and Mint, that's what he goes by, and the other developers, a very small team did this game, and it is first rate. It's gotten top reviews by the top reviewers. It's just a blessing, and I know most of our audience isn't into video games, but they're bigger than Hollywood, okay? And so if we can have a hit game out of the gates, we can do all sorts of games like this and reach the young people. And is this going to save the world? No. But things like this, all the Christian movies and the movies exposing, you know, like the pedophile rings, The Sound of Freedom, and a large portion of the new hit movies aren't from Hollywood. It's fallen apart. But the Christian and conservative movies are dominating and are mega hits now. So that's how we fight back, is in the culture.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Why is there being destroyed in the news?
Yeah, it's amazing. All this game is so violent. Like, you go to Epstein Island and you free the babies. How is that something that you should be upset about?
That's right.
But they're like you said, they took the bait.
Let me tell the crew, hey guys, go to the end of this level, the Epstein Island level, and show I'm battling Hillary, and then we release the babies out of the cages. And again, they're now attacking the game right when the consciousness understands that intelligence agencies are doing this. Look at this. Jeffrey Epstein trafficked teens to prominent U.S. politicians, world leaders to blackmail them, documents show. These are the witnesses, the documents, the emails, the it's all there, the admissions of all of this. And then now the controlled media, the globalist media, is defending that right when everybody finds out about Bill Clinton storming into Vanity Fair newsroom, threatening outlet to not run sex trafficking stories against good friend Jeffrey Epstein. That's in the documents.
It's amazing. Amazing they're running cover for this, even after the whole world knows what was going on Epstein Island, and they're still trying to run cover. It's a blessing for us. It's a blessing for us. You know, like Pharaoh's heart was hardened by God. These people going out of their way to try and deny any sort of reality what was going on with Epstein and trying to attack you for going after him in a video game. This is the hand of God for sure.
Well, you guys have already made some other games. I know you're making some more. But listeners making this successful will fund the InfoWar. It'll obviously help you guys expand. And then think about it. The left puts all their propaganda already in the video games and the movies. And then they lie about it and say, oh, no, it's not propaganda. They're now trying to make video games genderless. They're trying to make target toy aisles genderless. The Church of England just said mother and father is a bad term, or husband and wife. I mean, they're coming after the basic fabric of society, and we just need to create our own genres of everything and then totally have an exodus, talking about Pharaoh, out of their system. But to do that, we've got to go build the new world. That's what conservatives and populists and people have been missing.
100%, Alex. When there is Alex Jones at the top of steam, when there is right-wing, God-loving culture at the top of all the different genres, mediums, that is when we totally win. That is the 360 win in the info war. So go to alexjonesgame.com, get the game, get it on Steam, discounted to $17.76. Let's take back America.
Absolutely. And folks, even if you don't play games, it's a donation to the operation, what we're doing. This is a big hit. God's hand was on this. I want to thank everybody, but I just want to say God. Capital G, capital O, capital D, baby. God is doing all this. You can see God making major moves. I want to thank you. I want to get you guys back in studio soon. We'll get an update next week. But thank you so much. AlexJonesGame.com. It'll take you right to the link on Steam, or you just go right to the front page of Steam. You can't miss it or go to the Steam store. It's there. Alex Jones, New World Order Wars. Andrew Mayer, to you and the rest of the crew, great job, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex. A great pleasure.
Perfect timing, folks. Perfect timing. And even if you're not into games, folks, get your friends, your family that are to get it. Email it to them. Text message and say, hey, have you seen this? It's number one. Send them some of the links that are on the Real Alex Jones channel. Now, we're going to have Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, advisor to Trump, joining us to cover the election, Trump, a bunch of big developments, also get into the Epstein situation, and then Roger Stone, Jason Burmes, and so much more today. But I want to play a little four-minute promo I did last night that I just cut last night that we've also put on Real Alex Jones talking about this game, because this is a big deal. When we have big victories like this, it's I mean, look, something goes to number one on Steam, it's already a hit. So now it needs to be number one. And let me just explain something. You have my pledge that 95% of the money that comes in from this game, and it'll be $5 million probably now, if it goes super big, $50 million, okay? We'll go into this operation and reporters and exposing the sex trafficking on the border and everything else, and of course, obviously, the legal bills and all that. 95% will go into this operation. 95%. And I'm going to tell you point blank, I'm out of money. I need to keep some to pay my bills and stuff as well. But you have my pledge. 90, and you notice they always said, oh, I had all this money and I was hiding all this money, all this crap you saw on the news. And then now you see the headlines. Jones didn't have money, didn't have things hidden, and his millions of dollars upside down. And sold his car and is selling his guns and selling my lake house. It's a little tiny lake house that I never even have any use in a year because I used to live there many years ago. A lot of my children were raised there. It's a tiny little house, but I'm selling that to pay my bills. And that won't even get me halfway where I need to go. I don't care about the stupid house. I've got great memories. I never have time to even go there. I used to go fishing and boating all the time. And, I mean, I've been over a year. That's how much I'm in the fight. Haven't been to my lake house in a year. On Lake Travis, beautiful little place. You know, so wonderful, full of bass, just everything. I'm in the fight. I mean, I'll be working at midnight tonight. I'll be up here all day tomorrow. The crew is awesome because you put us in the fight. God put us in the fight. And to have something like this be such a big hit that pisses off the enemy and funds the operation and takes the culture back, just praise God and pass the ammunition in the info war. So I want to thank the viewers and listeners and all of you. This is a big deal. The game only sold 20,000 copies on the website, which is hard to sell games on a website. So that's a success. Now it'll sell probably hundreds of thousands, not millions of copies on Steam. But think about this. Think about this long and hard. The videos just of the game, it's like an audio book or video, those have hundreds of millions of views. Just the game itself, people watching it, people play it, is already a huge hit. So praise God, thank God, all glory to God. We're going to go out to break with my breakdown on this. We're going to come back with the great Robert Barnes. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, something very special has just happened. The planets have aligned. For over 2 years, we've been producing Alex Jones' New World Order's video game. It went live on Steam yesterday, the third largest platform in the world, the biggest online platform, with 150 million users a week. And it shot to number one on the site today with 97% reviews. 97% reviews. Look at that.
right there for yourself. This is amazing. And as you know, they've been trying to shut down InfoWars. This is a fun game. It's got a whole bunch of levels. Epstein Island is just one level of it, where you defeat Epstein and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and free the children. And we go after Fauci and after Zuckerberg and after Klaus Schwab. It just goes on and on. Trudeau, you name it. And it makes me think about 1990 when they were going to take Willie Nelson's house. And the IRS had all those liens on him. And he put an album out called the Willie Nelson IRS Tapes. And he raised all the money he needed in a month to continue on. And that's great outlaw music. I'm friends with Willie. Known him since, you know, 20-something years ago. Great guy. But that's just music. This is about keeping independent media that's reaching tens of millions a day on the air to fight the tyrants. So usually video games are fun and they're a good diversion, but they're not political or they're leftist and they're a waste of time. Look at Gamergate. But now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a totally anti-woke, anti-globalist, anti-politically correct video game that I voice over the whole thing. Looks like an audiobook as well. And it already got rave reviews. We put it out independently at alexjonesgame.com. So if you go to alexjonesgame.com, you will see the link right to Steam, or go to Steam and search New World Order Wars, Alex Jones, and get the game right now. This is going to, it's already making the left and the control freaks and the censors pull their hair out. So here's a few minutes of gameplay from the Epstein Pedo Island level, just to give you an idea of what's in this amazing audiobook, video game, documentary. And the fact that it just came out as the whole Epstein list comes out, that's got to be God working, because we were a year behind on this, then we updated it with stuff. I mean, this game was only done 2 months ago, so it's up to date with the latest stuff. This is perfect timing. Only God can do it. Here's just about a minute and a half or so from the gameplay.
Go. Where's Jeffrey?
Globalists control Hollywood. They control the banks, but they don't control you. And now independent media is the mainstream media and is dominating everywhere. Get Alex Jones's New World Order Wars right now at alexjonesgame.com or on Steam, and let's make it the biggest hit of 2024. It's up to you now. We made the game. The planets aligned. Now get it and make it number one in the world as a message against tyrants and the globalist pedophile elite.
I think we can all agree that this new video game from Alex Jones looks fantastic.
God, this is so well made.
This is absolutely genius. I've went online and bought it and played it, and it's fun as hell.
That's
game is amazing.
You can purchase the game right here on alexjonesgame.com.
alexjonesgame.com.
Just in time for Christmas, it's the Alex Jones video game. I can't believe how hilarious and fun this looks.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
I've definitely going to play it. I'm going to buy it.
Check the game out. It's epic. It's a conversation starter. It's definitely fun.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.